He knows the way that leads to glory. By every fear he will allay, and in his day at last to end, let Jesus lead. He knows the way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We worship you.
Thank you, Lord.
We worship you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Well, let's sing that chorus again. He knows the way.
Thank you.
And He wants to lead you. He's able to lead you to glory. Wherever you're at tonight, oh,
yes.
Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let Him lead. Let Him show the way.
He knows the way that leads to glory. By every fear He will obey. And bring me safe at last to heaven.
The Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise God. We've heard a lot of things tonight, and I think it's the Lord just wanting us to know that He knows where you're at. Every one of us. He knows exactly where you're at spiritually, what your struggles are, what you think nobody else goes through, but you find out that there are others that have been there. Others in this very room that have been where you are at one time. And that's comforting to know. That gives us hope, doesn't it? If God can see them through and God can do something with their life, then there's hope for me too. Praise God, because we have the same Savior, the same Shepherd, and He knows the way that leads to glory. And so we're here to let Jesus lead. God wants to speak to us in these days. Don't be surprised if He speaks right into your heart and right into your need. Expect that. Expect that. You'll find that at Pilgrim Camp, when we spend time like this together, you'll find that God will bring to our attention things that He's been already dealing with you about. And you'll recognize that's the Lord. I've been thinking about these things. He's been dealing with me about these things. And here they come up now. And God is offering more help to me. And I'm so glad that I'm here to take it. Praise God. You know, when we were driving up here, we were getting on the Matthew, and some that live in that area would know, they've done a lot of construction on the Jackie Robinson and going. We were traveling the Jackie Robinson Parkway, and we're trying to get onto the Van Wyck so we could go over the Whitestone Bridge. But there's all new construction, and the roads are not clearly marked at all. As a matter of fact, Lily and I saw three tractor-trailer trucks that got on the parkway and couldn't fit under the bridge because they're not supposed to be on the parkway, and they were all backing out, you know, and traffic was, you know, backed up for miles. I saw one this morning, and then later on I drove, and there were two others backing. And Lily said they must not have marked the roads clearly. And what do you know it? We got on the wrong road and had to go over the Frog's Neck Bridge instead of the Whitestone because we missed it completely. You know, the road's been marked pretty clear tonight, hasn't it? He knows the way. And we've had some very practical instruction as to what we can do. I like that acronym, LOST. I'll remember that. You got to stop. you've got to see from whence you have fallen, when things changed in your life, and then you've got to listen to God, and so on. And so, I'm so glad that Brother Keith is so honest with us when he ministers, and he's not afraid to say, I was there, and I made this mistake, and the Lord helped me through. We need to hear that from time to time. And then we also need to hear, as he also encouraged us, what God can do and how he can get us through, and that we can learn from these experiences, and we can grow, and then we can help others that go through the same things. Praise God. And so I'm so glad that the Lord has spoken to us in the way that he has. And let's just be honest with him and honest with ourselves. And let's listen for the Lord. And Lord, whatever you tell me, I'll do it, Lord, by your grace. Help me. I'm here to get help from you, Lord. I know that my spiritual life isn't what it ought to be, what it was maybe, or where I ought to be. But Lord, you're here to help me. And you know I need that help. You know I've been praying for that help. And so, Jesus, I'll take what I hear. And by your grace, I'll respond. And I know that things will be better as a result. Praise God. You know we're celebrating our 75th anniversary here at Pilgrim Camp. We were sorry that we had to close camp last year. That was the first time in 74 years that camp ever closed. And there were some that came to do some work, and I was admiring the way the camp looks. I went to the palace, and I looked up at the palace, and it looked like new, you know, painted. And it was really very impressive, and I know there's much work that's been done this past year. And thank God for all those that came and volunteered and dedicated their talents to the Lord like that. Memorial Day weekend, there was a good crew up here, I hear, and they got a lot done. Praise God. And now we're sorry that we don't have the children's camp yet. But we're moving in the right direction. That's good. Next year, we trust that we'll be in full force again. Praise God. And so we pray for our young people, and we want to do that while we're here at camp. Let's pray for those campers that long to be up here and don't have that opportunity. How's God going to help them over the summer? How's he going to minister to them? He doesn't forget any one of them. And so he doesn't want us to forget them either. And so when you think of them, pray for them. While you're here at camp, pray for those campers, those boys and girls living in the city or wherever they may be, where maybe they have no encouragement whatsoever, but God has planted seeds in them, and God is able to keep them, and God is able to cause his work to go forward in their lives. Our theme this year, especially, is holiness unto the Lord, although that's our theme every year. But the emphasis this year on the 75th anniversary has to do with holiness. And I see here that we have staff devotionals put together by Sister Edith Blumhofer and perhaps Brother Phil Walfogel. I guess he worked on that too. I see his name here. And are these available to us, Brother Paul?
If anyone didn't get one, there's some on the podium here.
Yes. Okay. So if you like one, make sure you get one. And you can read today's devotion before you go to bed, because it's Monday. And then tomorrow morning when you wake up. And I'm sure that these thoughts will be brought to our attention in our meetings and in our conversations with each other. Praise God. It's so nice to have some others with us that that are ministers and that serve the Lord in that way. Our brother Matthew Walfogel's here, and he was here over the weekend, conducted the meeting on Sunday. And my father-in-law, Brother John Schreck, he's here, and Brother Yu is here. And so we're just so glad, and Brother Paul Munsinger is a minister in his own right. And we're not going to call on anybody to do anything. Some are here to rest and be refreshed themselves, and we understand the need for that. Sometimes ministers say, I don't want to go to camp because I'm always asked to speak and preach, and I need a rest. Well, that's okay. Let the Lord refresh you and strengthen you, and you just make yourself available to him, of course. Praise God. And so we want to sing before we close. We have some prayer requests we'll bring to the Lord yet. But we'd like to sing, Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. I think it's number 369. It's something 69. Was I right? Yep. Yay. Okay, well. Okay, 369. We just studied Psalm 23 in our Thursday night Bible study. I had gone through the book of Revelation, and I thought, boy, that was quite a... that wore me out. So I said, let's do something a little bit lighter. And someone suggested Psalm 23, and what a blessing that was. Really, we took it verse by verse. I read Philip Keller's book, A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm, and he had some interesting insights as a shepherd and how these things pertain to the sheep and how they relate to our lives. And the last Thursday night, I said, now, you know, we finished the psalm, but I want to hear from you. What did God say to you from this psalm? What was a blessing? And, you know, everyone in that meeting participated, and they all had something to say about this wonderful shepherd psalm and how they were encouraged and how they got new insight and how the Lord blessed them as we consider what a wonderful shepherd we have. Praise God. And so, of course, I think of that when we sing this song, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. We need your tender care. Let's stand together and sing this in closing. First, let's take these prayer requests to the Lord. There's Brother Paul Babaju, is that correct? Am I pronouncing that right? And do you know more about him, Keith? I don't know who he is. Was he a camper?
As a camper, I knew him.
Okay.
Paul is his father.
Okay.
He's from Williamsburg.
Okay.
Eric Rodko's uncle.
Okay. Okay, and yeah, he's dying, and they're asking for prayer that God will, in His great mercy, come to him and minister to him as only Jesus can at this time. They're committing him to the Lord, and we want to stand with the family and believe God with them. Also, Carol Ryder, some of you know Brother Henry Mosbach and Sister Lily. This is their daughter. She married Mark Ryder, and they were missionaries for some time. Now they're living in, where is that, Missouri. And she's having surgery and asks for prayer. We're glad when people call camp and ask for prayer. We feel that's part of our ministry here, to stand with people in their need. And so let's look to God together. We don't have to know these people, but they're precious to Jesus, and so we want to love them and surround them with our love and faith. Lord, we pray for this this brother Paul. God, come to him at this time. Lord, you said precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Lord, if you should choose to take him home at this time, let it be your time, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus, and prepare him.
Yes.
Let the preparation be complete that he might stand before God.
Yes.
Lord, yes. Know that you've done a complete work in his life.
Yes.
Lord, we pray you'll comfort. We pray that you'll fill that room with your presence. We pray, Jesus, that you'll come to those that are very concerned at this time. And as they look to you, Lord, we pray that you will minister to them as well. Lord, we pray that you will lay your hand upon this man.
Lord.
And Jesus, you're the one that gives life, and you're the one that causes life to return to you. And Lord, so we just commit him to you and pray that you, Lord, who have begun a good work in him, will bring it to completion, and that you'll minister to him body, soul, and spirit.
Yes,
Lord. We plead your precious blood over him at this time. And we give him to you, Jesus. We pray for our sister Carol Ryder. Lord, you know the operation that she's facing. And Lord, we never want to negate the fact that you can intervene at any time.
Yes, Lord.
And you can touch her yourself, all by yourself. Lord, we know they're looking to you. And we pray, Lord, that you'll come to our sister. And we pray that you'll meet her at this time. Lord, if she should go through this operation, that you will make her very conscious of your presence. We pray that you will overshadow this procedure and guide. And we pray, Lord, that you'll bring her through and cause it to be a full and speedy recovery.
Yes.
Lord, we just pray with the Ryder family and stand with them and pray that you will show forth your glory at this time in our sister's life. And now, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for bringing us together. We believe we're here by your appointment.
Yes.
This very combination of people you have arranged to be here at this time. We know that you're going to make us a blessing one to another. And we thank you for the things that we've heard tonight, the way in which you've moved in our midst and what you've accomplished in each one of us. Put your seal of blessing upon it. Lord, don't let us lose anything that you've done for us this evening. But we pray that as we retire for the evening, that you'll establish your work of grace in each of our hearts.
Yes,
show us how, Lord, to allow you to keep working in us, even when we sleep. We thank you, Lord. Give us good night's rest, refreshing.
Yes.
Cover the camp with your blood, and let your presence just permeate these grounds.
Yes,
oh, Jesus, how we love you tonight. We're so glad that you've brought us here. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's sing that last verse, number 369.
Early let us seek thy
dismissed officially. This place is always open for prayer, and if people want to wait on God, we don't chase you away. You do that as the Lord leads you. But I do think that tonight some of us need to get to bed, and so we can be our best here while we're here. But you do as the Lord leads you. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening.